Thanks for clicking on our podcast. This is John Fraser, and with my partner in wine down in the Cape, Michael Olivier, each week we taste the very best that the Cape has to offer in wines or spirits, whatever tickles our fancy, and hopefully it'll tickle yours as well. Well, this week we have another diversion from the world of wine, although obviously it is based on wine. We're trying a brandy this evening, and I am an advocate for South African brandy. I think it's one of the best value products that the Winelands produces. It's gorgeous, and hopefully tonight's version will be as well. But before I introduce the brandy, I'd better check in with our gorgeous food and wine guru down in Cape Town, Michael Olivier. Hi, how are you?
John, I'm good, thank you. Looking forward to this tasting.
Gorgeous and good. Michael, that's excellent news. With me in the Joburg studio for the fourth week in a row, but I promise we have got the lawyers working on it, Jeff Osborne from Gumtree, South Africa. Great to chat to you again.
Hello, John. Good to be back.
And our technical engineer and good friend and hopefully somebody who appreciates a good brandy, Michael McDonald from Tursos.
Hi, John. Great to be here.
Last, not least, certainly oldest, Jeremy Sampson, branding guru, another good friend. Great to have you joining us, Jeremy.
Aging quietly. Thank you, John.
Good. Well, stop rattling then. Okay, we've introduced the tasters, we've introduced the guru. I'll try not to spill all this glass over my trousers, but I will tell you what we're drinking. It's a Boerplas brandy. It's a pot still brandy. On the label, it tells me it's an 8-year-old reserve brandy. Michael Olivier, tell us about it.
John, one of the things that really interests me about brandy is that people think that it's sort of the fag ends in the cellar that that you distill and you make brandy. But you actually have to make the wine for brandy particularly, especially. You can't use any sulfur because that affects works with the copper in the distiller. So here we've got, this is Colombar. The grapes for this brandy. It's double distilled, so it's taken to 70% alcohol and then aged in French oak barrels. And you can imagine how much you lose over an 8-year period. They call the angel's share. At Boerplas, they've been making brandy since something like 1880, and they sent brandy by barrel to England. So here we've got the 8-year-old. It's Pot Still Reserve. It's you know one of the things that I was also taught about brandy: never swirl the glass, just lift the glass to your nose and put your nose down into it, and you get that lovely aroma of ripe stone fruit, sort of nectarine, apricot, and then there are just layers of honey, of kumquats. There's a nice sort of fynbos herbaceousness about it as well, and a bit of sort of floral stuff going on there. I think it's wonderfully smooth. It's got a lovely soft mouthfeel, and then this long finish that seems to go on forever.
Well, I could go on forever drinking this, Michael. It probably wouldn't do my liver much good. But I have to say, this is an absolutely gorgeous glass of brandy. I cannot imagine why anybody would want or need to drink an imported cognac when you can get something of this quality produced in South Africa, absolutely, presumably for a much more affordable price than you would pay for anything imported, certainly given the strong brand.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do I know? Jeff Osborne.
Well, my first observation with this brandy is concerned is that when John poured it out, he poured for himself quite a generous portion. And where I'm concerned, I can only say for an 8-year-old, mine's a bit small for his age. But having said that, I must concur with John. I think it's an absolutely delightful brandy. And I've always been very partial to cognac, dare I use that term, with a good cigar. And I agree, I think it's an underestimated quality in South Africa. The local brandies are very, very good. And this is an extremely fine example of a very good cognac, brandy, local.
Jeremy Sampson, does it matter what it's called as long as it tastes good?
John, the thing I enjoy about this programme and listening to Michael is that one learns so much. Beauplas to me means port, whatever you want to call it. But here they are producing this gorgeous brandy. You know, you wrap your hand around it on a cold evening like we're having today. And as you say, the aroma, taking Michael's advice and sticking one's nose right down in it and breathing it in, and the nostrils sort of, you start tingling inside. It really is very tasty, and that's before you start tasting it. So, excellent. I'm just rather saddened, though, that I hear that, you know, in South Africa generally, consumption of brandy is going down rather dramatically at the moment, which is rather sad when there are so many good ones on offer.
Well, that's a theme we will return to. Well, Jeremy's stuck his nose in it, put his hands around it, and it's about to sue for something or other. No, I'm only joking, Jeremy. You are no Ralph Harris, despite the beard. Malcolm McDonald, are you enjoying this?
I think so. The aromas are absolutely delightful, and the finish, as Michael said, just goes on forever. Just when you think you've tasted it, it just keeps going and going and going. It's fantastic. It's really, really a lovely flavour. People who listen to the podcast often know a red wine and a whiskey fanatic, but this would sway me to go and buy a brandy.
Well, apologies to Jeremy Sampson for my rather poor taste remarks. I know he is a family man of great integrity and self-restraint. Moving swiftly on, as you'll know, Michael, and anybody who's listening to this podcast on the ZA Confidential site can scroll back to something I wrote quite recently on brandy. I think it is a crying shame. As you said, Jeremy, we are losing sales. I think there's predicted by the KWV people to be about a 10% decline in brandy consumption this year in South Africa. I just ask why, because certainly imported product, be it brandy, be it whiskey, be it anything else, is going up in price with our horribly weak rand, whereas we are producing great stuff locally. I assume, Jeremy, a lot of the problem is there just isn't the budget to market the stuff locally. Plus, there is this ridiculous assumption that export quality, in other words, stuff that we send abroad, has to be better than something we serve to ourselves, and that stuff that is imported is necessarily much better than anything we can do in this country. We've got to stand up and be proud, haven't we?
Well, yes, we absolutely have to. But the thing about marketing is that, you know, the best time to have started marketing was 5 years ago. It's not something that happens right now. And from what I'm hearing, there's been underinvestment in the marketing of brandy. Yes, you see the international brands like Hennessy and people like that coming in very strongly. But, you know, what are we talking about here? We're talking about share of throat. Whatever we do, we can choose what we drink, you know, whether it's a water or whether it's alcohol. And we've also seen a huge campaign, one of the biggest global campaigns, most successful ever, in Johnnie Walker. And that, of course, is a competitor to brandy. So I think the local guys, you know, haven't been on the ball, haven't been investing enough. And whether it's the KWV, whatever, I went to the Brandy Fusion evening in Johannesburg a few weeks ago, and I must say, you know, the brandies on offer were absolutely stunning, just as we're raving about this one. But if people aren't encouraged to keep drinking brandy, they will vote with their feet, sadly.
Jeff Osborne, any thoughts, any ideas? Because you've been in all sorts of businesses, mainly associated with the auto trade over the years, but you've picked up a little bit about marketing. I suggested in the piece I wrote recently that we've really got to get the black diamonds to accept that local is lekker, and drinking all these premium imported Scotch whiskies isn't necessarily going to help the country as much as drinking this sort of stuff.
Yeah, very interesting point. And Jeremy raised the anecdote about the Johnnie Walker Black Label, and that I happen to know, with the black diamond growing emerging market is concerned, is very, very popular. And I think what we need to do is to drive towards an awareness of the sophistication, if you like, of drinking cognac and good brandy. I'm not referring to brandy mixed with Coke, which I know is fairly popular, and there's apparently even a brigade here that drinks it. So maybe, I hope it's the brigade that's on the decline where consumption is concerned. But I think where brandy is concerned, there is a huge marketing opportunity. It really is associated with good taste. And I've arrived.
So, Michael McDonald, any thoughts on promoting the brand of brandy?
Well, if it weren't for this podcast, if it weren't for us having tasted a number of these things over the years, I wouldn't know they existed. I mean, I think back to Bain's and this one.
Bain's would also be the local whiskey.
Local whiskey. Fantastic, fantastic whiskey. And I certainly wouldn't have known they existed without having participated in this podcast. So I certainly think the marketing efforts must be, you know, maybe I'm not exposed to them, maybe I'm not looking at the right things, but I haven't seen any.
Jeremy, you wanted to come in again.
But I think, you know, Jeff touched on it, that what are the brands we want to be associated with? What brands give us bragging rights? And you know, if you go into a restaurant or go into a bar and see the table and see what bottles in the middle of the table, I know I was in a workshop where a very well-known South African company, we were up at Livingston, and at the end of a dinner after a very heavy day's workshop, what did they order? A bottle of Blue Label. And that bottle of Blue Label, which of course is Johnnie Walker, got put in the middle of the table. They brought 8 glasses, and that bottle just lasted for 8 glasses. And that's how we ended off the evening. And you know, the bragging rights when you see that bottle of Blue Label. And this is where, you know, it comes back to what are the brands we associate with, not just the things we drink, but life in general. What makes us look good, or what positions us as individuals, as brands. And that's where brandy, I'm afraid, has fallen behind the curve.
Michael, does that depress you as much as it depresses me?
It does, in a way. You know, I think the South African Brandy Foundation, I think, are doing a very good job, but they're promoting premium brandies. And, you know, I think it's a sort of the three-year-old blended brandies that are really suffering big time. And, you know, we've, I think, produced some of the finest blended brandies in the world. I think brandy has to be made to be cool, so that young people will start drinking it on ice, in cocktails. I mean, cocktails are huge at the moment. And I think that you need some of the big guys, the Klipdrifts and the Wellingtons and the Odemeesters, to get into that market and start pumping stuff out to the young people and, you know, any new market that's possible.
Well, Michael, the Joburg tasting panel has a combined age of about 500, but we're young at heart and we enjoy our brandies. And I would like to see a way of promoting this stuff to older people as well as young. Jeff Osborne, you wanted to...
I think Michael just gave me that very thought. You know, a very popular activity in clubs and restaurants and so on these days amongst the youngsters is to have these shooters, which are predominantly vodka-based. The brandy is so rich in flavour. Surely there's an opportunity there to produce a variety of brandy-based shooters.
Well, I'd rather have a brandy-based shooter than an Oscar Pistorius shooter, but that's just me. Jeremy Sampson, you're about to come in.
Well, Michael, talking about cocktails, I see that the Australian group Penfolds has just launched wine cocktails. You know, and that's in the last week or so I've seen that. So, you know, everyone's into cocktails. Younger people are into cocktails. I was lucky enough a couple of months ago to walk into Rick Stein's restaurant down in Cornwall. And there they had all the cocktails lined up, which was quite a shock from when I was last there. But what are they doing? Marketing is catering to the desires and needs of people. And that's where they're adjusting to them.
Jeff? Yep. Apart from nodding, what do you have to say?
No, I concur with Jeremy. I think there's a shift where the trend is concerned. It's all funky and good to be drinking what is appropriate and new. And there's a shift away from beer consumption and so on. And the cocktails and shooters are the in drinks right now. So there's a huge opportunity there. And brandy base is infinitely more tasty than vodka.
Okay, well, I will give this pledge. I am going to have a glass of brandy after my meal every evening from now until who knows when. Michael Olivier, will you join me? Will you join me down in the Cape? Raise your glass to me being there in spirit in several meanings of that phrase.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Michael, many thanks for introducing us to Once again, something I had never heard of, but something I will seek out in future. It was the Bourplas Pot Still Brandy, an 8-year-old reserve brandy. I think we all enjoyed it. I know we all enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. All I can say is we're going to have to come back to more brandies, ports, all sorts of stuff. Maybe a few beers, Michael. That would be a good plan.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get working on that, John.
Okay, well, in the next few podcasts, you'll be hearing me silently sloshed on beer as well. But before we go, it remains for me to thank sincerely Michael Olive here, who, as always, has come up with something worthwhile to taste and has talked us through it with his usual eloquence, research and style. Michael, you are a star.
Oh, John, thank you. Look forward to doing more soon.
We will. And many thanks to our Joburg studio tasters, who are pretty horizontal these days, but we'll try to get them vertical and throw them out before long. Jeremy Sampson, lovely to chat to you.
John, as always, and now I'm totally fortified to go out to a cold night.
Jeff Osborne.
Thank you, John. I certainly look forward to another brandy tasting on my almanac.
And Malcolm McDonald.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
I used to be John Fraser before my liver imploded after all this wonderful brandy. You've been listening to Divine Intervention.